Iran to execute journalist for reporting extent of economic collapse. By Gabriel Reyes on June 30, 2020. Iran has sentenced an opposition journalist to death after he reported on the damage Tehran's belligerent international positions brought to the nation's economy. The Iranian state-controlled press TV reported Tuesday. Iranian journalist and activist Ruhollah Azam ran an opposition Telegram channel called Ahmad News, highlighting reporting on national economic hardship in late 2017 and early 2018. The reports triggered nationwide protests against the Islamic regime. Authorities, who wanted to quell the protests, accused Azam of using his channel to incite unrest and arrested him in October 2019. On Tuesday, Iran's judiciary spokesman, Ghulam Hussein Esmaili, announced that the court system had sentenced Azam to death after the judiciary considered that the 13 charges against Azam were the equivalent of the charge of spreading corruption on earth and therefore passed the death sentence. Corruption on earth is a charge Iran often levels in cases involving acts of espionage or efforts to overthrow the government, according to Agence France-Presse. An indictment released in February revealed that Azam was also charged with having committed offenses against the country's internal and external security and espionage for the French intelligence service, Press TV reports. Prior to his arrest last fall, Azam had been living in France in exile. According to the state-affiliated Tehran Times, the intelligence organization of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, lured Azam from France to Iran in October 2019. Where he was arrested and imprisoned. The IRGC is a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. At the time, the IRGC said that the French intelligence service was behind Azam's activities, which were also backed by the U.S. and Zionist regime's spy services, and that Azam was supported by those intelligence services to foment a psychological war on Iran in order to create divisions inside the country, especially targeting the younger generations. Azam had previously denied allegations he incited violence on his Telegram channel, but later openly admitted that Ahmad News's mission was to take down the government. Radio Farda, Radio Free Europe/Radio Liberty's Iranian branch reports. According to Azam, his channel shared logistical information about the late 2017 anti-government protests and circulated videos from the demonstrations. Iranian authorities accuse him of using the messaging app to incite violence at the protests, such as instructing participants on how to make petrol bombs. In December 2017, Telegram blocked Ahmad News for allegedly inciting violence after Iran's Minister of Communications and Information Technology, Mohammad Javad Azari Jaromi, publicly complained about the channel, the Tehran Times reports. A Telegram channel is urging people to incite insecurity and use homemade bombs and arms. Isn't it time to stop promoting violence? Azari Jaromi wrote on his official Twitter account. Responding to the minister's message, Telegram founder Pavel Durov tweeted in return, "Calls for violence are prohibited by the Telegram rules. If confirmed, we'll have to block such a channel, regardless of its size and political affiliation." Telegram then permanently shut down the Ahmad News channel, which had amassed more than 1.3 million followers at the time.